It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Let's get those first waiver wire bids of the season in next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here on the Wednesday, September 7th episode, and we're here to talk about week one waiver wire targets. And I've been writing about my most drafted players, and I realized that Jameson Williams has been one of my most drafted players this season. I think I have him in 5 or 6 of my 13 leagues, and part of that is because I love having a guy that I can slot right into my IR spot to start the season, and I get a free waiver wire pickup. So that's one of the things that I really like about having someone like that that I can stash. Obviously, Williams has a ton of upside on his own. If you can stash him, he's great for that. But it's nice to just be able to put in a waiver wire bid on whoever fell through the cracks in the draft, or if you drafted early and someone, you know, like Brian Robinson has seen a lot of value come up over the last few weeks, you know, you have the opportunity to add them. So Dave, we're going to go through each position, and we're going to talk about the top waiver wire targets. So let's start out at quarterback. Where are you looking to stream? Do you have any streamers, or are these more long-term ads?
I think I'm really just keeping an eye on one quarterback that has some upside to maybe matter in fantasy within the first month of the season. And I'm not including Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence in there. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a guy that you actually were on top of before I was, and that's Marcus Mariota. Yeah. Mariota does have potential because of his legs. He loves to run. Saw that in the first preseason game against Detroit, where 3 out of their 12 snaps on their opening drive were Marcus Mariota scrambles, and he's got some big targets. And he told me after that game that he loves throwing to those targets because they can take a ball that's not exactly on target and still make it a completion, still move the chains, still put points on the board, and he's got some pretty good weapons there. So he's really the only quarterback in one QB leagues that I would consider maybe spending a bench spot on in deeper leagues if I really didn't have a quarterback who I was confident in being my guy over the course of the season.
Yeah, he's 18% rostered, so widely available is Marcus Mariota. So, yeah, that's a good call. I do like the sleeper potential there. What about your running backs?
The problem is that everybody else I'm going to name, Chris, is going to be ahead of Mariota on my checklist of guys to pick up and stash. And that's just the way that it is in fantasy football with quarterbacks. Okay, the running back, I'm going to name a player at each of these positions. A guy who I'd love to have going into week one as someone who might be able to help me in week two, and somebody who I might just want to put on my bench to see where they are after the first 3 or 4 weeks in season. Is that okay? Can
sure.
I do that?
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it. So the running back that I'll speculate on week one and then make a decision right after is Jerick McKinnon in Kansas City. Sure. You know that Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been a major disappointment through his first couple of years in the league. Isaiah Pacheco probably is not ready for prime time. Ronald Jones has been given the chance to be ready for prime time. He hasn't come through. McKinnon's their only pure passing downs back. Yep. And this is a team that likes to be in passing down situations a lot because they've got a guy who's good at passing. That would be Patrick Mahomes. We saw it in the playoffs last year. McKinnon played 70% of the snaps in each of their playoff games. He had at least 12 PPR points in each of those games. I'm curious if Andy Reid just says, you know what? This guy's good. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. I don't mind Mahomes throwing the ball 40 times a game. Put him on the field and let's see what he can do. The other running back, and this is a long-term guy, unless he's inactive in week one, which is possible, Kyren Williams of the Rams. You know that Cam Akers has been banged up. Darrell Henderson gets banged up. He's been banged up too. Here's a guy who I believe was drafted to maybe just be a passing downs back for the Rams, but he also has some potential as a runner too. He's a physical running back. He can do some good things with the ball in his hands. He's just not necessarily a burner. What if it comes to pass that he's more integrated into this Rams offense than we believe? You've got somebody then on your bench for the next 3 games, 4 games, who could end up taking over by midseason.
Okay, how about some wide receivers?
Well, you know I'm going to love Isaiah McKenzie either way, and he's still available in about 2/3 of CBS Sports League. So people are not listening to me, Chris. That's okay. I mean, I'm just taking him in all my leagues. They don't have to. That's the beauty of giving fantasy advice, is that people can make decisions for themselves. But let's say McKenzie isn't available on the waiver wire. If you want a guy to just check out for week one, I think it's Zay Jones in Jacksonville. I think he's got a chance to start and see some pretty decent target volume in an offense that still might have a hard time running the football because James Robinson shouldn't be ready for his usual workload. And Travis Etienne, I'm not sure if he's truly a three-down type of running back yet. The receiver for long-term, I love this one. I drafted him in our FFT league today. Christian Watson, still available in more than two-thirds of CBS Sports leagues. You can't stash him on the pup list. He got taken off of that, but it looks like he's rounding the corner and being ready for week one. Lazard might not play in week one. Sammy Watkins and Randall Cobb, those guys are older. They could get beat up pretty quickly. Watson might be pressed into action, and he's a hell of an athletic freak. Could see Watson contributing to the Packers by the middle of October.
Yeah, you took Watson in the 12th round, and that was one of those picks where like four different people immediately said, ah, that was my next pick. So
that was And then what did I do with my pick after that? Did you catch that?
I did not see who you got after that. Who'd you get?
Sammy Watkins was the guy that I took after.
Okay.
He's available in a ton of leagues, dude. I'm thinking it's like 80%.
I mean, he's averaging like 18 points per game in week one over the past three seasons.
He's healthy now.
18 points for the rest of the season total. But you know.
Yeah, that's about right. But we'll see how he does in week one. Maybe he even delivers in week two. I've never been a Watkins guy, but in round 13 and pairing him with Christian Watson, hey, I'm taking two stabs at who the best receiver in Green Bay is going to be this year. That's usually not a bad situation.
I think that makes sense. Let's get a quick tight end before we go.
The tight end, short term, Isaiah Likely. If he ends up doing good for the Ravens in week one, you'll hang on to him. If not, you'll drop him. Long term, I don't think he's playing in week one, so you might be able to pick him up before week two. Logan Thomas with the Commanders. We know that he's been good for a while.
All right, that's going to do it for FFT and 5. And next time we have an FFT and 5 episode, it'll be Thursday morning. That means we're going to have football that day. So we're going to be doing some week one sit questions. I'm very excited for that. So we'll see you next time on Fantasy Football Today in 5.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.